Chapter 8. For a moment, Jensen thought that maybe things could get better. The last 2 months had run him ragged, and he couldn't even put his finger on why exactly. He hadn't gone out on the hunts, and he hadn't been roaming. He'd barely been doing anything at all but sleeping, yet he felt like every day was a marathon. Like waking up was the worst part of the day, and his only respite was on consciousness. He had wished, desperately, that it was something he could just get over. He'd told himself to do so, over and over again, but the words were easy while the actions were hard, and it was only made worse with the widening gap between him and his pride. They were his family, his wards, and his comfort. They were the sum total of everything he'd ever wanted and everything he'd ever worked for in his life. And then one day he'd woken up and wondered who they were, wondered when he'd last spoken to anyone outside the occasional beta. He didn't know when or how it happened, didn't even remember it happening. All he knew was that weeks had passed, somehow, without him even noticing, and his pride was as far from him as the horizon. No matter how hard or fast he ran towards it, it was always just as far away, laughing merrily as he chased it with all desperation. He'd screamed at himself to get better, to move on, before he lost something irreplaceable. But it was like the fear of loss made it even worse. He'd pushed even harder, sectioned himself even more, even as he berated himself for his actions. In the end, he just didn't know how to make things right again. He didn't know how to get back to being the person he'd been before. Part of him had thought that maybe it was just time. He just needed distance and time to heal, and eventually things would go back to normal. He would grow past his loss and the hurt he'd inflicted on Cosette and his pride. The human books he'd collected used a phrase, "Time heals all wounds." Once he'd found it profound. Once he'd believed it. But this didn't feel like a wound seeping and healing, red flesh mending back together and becoming whole. It felt like he'd been bitten by a snake, as if a poison had worked its way into his system, and instead of getting better, he was just getting worse, becoming more bitter, more poisoned, more infected by his loss, and that everything he touched became poisoned with him. The only time he felt even vaguely safe, like his pride was safe, was when he was locked away from them. It was the only time things were okay. It was just also the time when things were as bad as they could possibly get. And because of that, he was losing his pride. His pride, who he'd felt like a father to long before Cosette had offered him the chance for children. Leading the pride to greatness had been his dream, ever since his mother had told him stories of her father, the alpha before him, and told him of a different kind of pride, one that wasn't afraid of the humans, that roamed far from pride ground and hunted freely across the mountain range. Jensen had wanted to bring that pride back. He had wanted to become the kind of alpha that would be remembered, not for ego or power, but because he loved his family, his people. He wanted to be the kind of alpha that they deserved. And for a moment, he almost had been. The worst part was that he still knew it was within his power to fix. He knew it was all on him. If he'd just stop pushing them away, if he'd just stop keeping everyone at arm's length and go back to how things were before, he knew it would get better. He knew he could get better. It seemed so simple, but it just wasn't. He'd never felt lower than when he'd hurt Alona, calling her cheap. When he'd looked at a fertile, beloved and gentle, a giver of life, and called their heat something dirty, something base and vile. And yet, it had felt so good. He'd spoken with barbed words intended to hurt, and it left him feeling sick, nauseous, and wrong. But he couldn't deny at the same time, just for an instant, the way it made the pain lessen, the way it felt to make someone else suffer. He'd walked away not because Alona had done something wrong, or because she disgusted him as he'd implied, but because he knew if he stayed, if she stayed near him, he'd do it again. Anything to make someone else feel as he was feeling. He had ordered her to stay away, to keep her safe from the poison that was leaking from him, burning in his veins. He wondered some mornings if it was changing him, altering his shape, taking the gift of Salhero from him and twisting him into something else, no longer a sleek cat, but something vile and hobbled, a darkened creature that would crawl into caverns and pits under the mountain, undeserving of living under the sun's light. He felt like he was less of an allure every day, and there was no one he could turn to. If she had still walked the mountains, he would have gone to his mother, sought her comfort and her wisdom. But time and trial had taken her a few years earlier, and Jensen had never felt more alone. He was Alpha. He knew in his blood that it wasn't his place to turn to his pride, that it was his job to be there for them, not the other way around. Even Misha, his oldest and closest friend, was pride. He saw it in Misha's eyes on occasion. That look of true belief, of faith, the look of someone wanting to follow. And Jensen couldn't turn around and put it back on Misha, deny him the Alpha he was looking for. For a moment in the kitchen, he'd thought that perhaps he could. Perhaps he could bend a little, let Misha carry some of the load. But that moment had passed. He says the cub isn't his. This is something else we need to address. He says that 2 months ago, a picnic basket washed up on the shore of the river near his den. Apparently it contained a litter, 5 dead and 1 living. 5 dead, 1 living. 6 cubs in a picnic basket drifting down the river, and there was no doubt whose they were. 6 cubs that Jensen had needed to be gone, to be somewhere else, somewhere he didn't have to acknowledge them. Somewhere they'd never been pride, and he'd never let them down. 5 dead and 1 living, and if that were the case, when had the other 5 died? If one had been yet living, laying weak in Jensen's hands when he placed it in its silent tomb, how many others had still had a chance? How many had he sentenced to their deaths? Jensen ran like death was nipping at his own heels. He felt fear and anger and something worse, something much, much worse, behind all of that. It was like a nightmare, like the worst thing he could imagine, and he couldn't even think clear enough to fully realize what he was doing. He wasn't even thinking that far. He couldn't seem to get his brain to work past the terror, clicking back over and over again, incapable of moving on from the howling thought of, oh God, they weren't dead. He couldn't move fast enough, body grasping at the shift, wanting to leap from 2 legs to 4, but some older instinct held him back, the last vestiges of conscious thought that warned him when he went animal, the last of his higher thinking would blank out, that he would be a beast with nothing but claws and teeth and anger, no longer an Alpha or even an Allure. He would lose the last of himself and become something deeper, something baser. Become that darkened thing that scraped across the earth on its belly, hiding away in the shadows. Something that would wipe the evidence of his wrongdoing from the earth with bloody violence, so even Salhero couldn't see it. Jensen leapt over a rise in the hill, landing hard on the bed of leaves below, leaving the clearing and heading into the thin part of the forest. He ran past the trees, bare feet skidding on the detritus, and he didn't even see Julie and the cubs, didn't pay them any mind as he pounded up the 2 steps onto the cabin's porch. The door was open, and Jensen ran in, footfalls finally thumping to a stop as he turned his head this way and that, eyes sweeping over the sleeping form multiple times before he finally saw it. A man, tall and long, and thin as Misha had described. He was tan and had perhaps once been fit before the starvation took the edge of his muscles. His eyes were closed, lashes against his cheeks, and his messy hair lay in unkempt whirls, a deep brown. For a second, Jensen just stared at him, breathing hard from the run. The noise he'd made entering the cabin, though, was enough to wake the stranger, and Jensen watched as his eyes blinked open, slow and uncomprehending, pupils contracting and relaxing as they tried to focus. The stranger sat up in his chair, rubbing one knuckle against an eye.
"Who are you?"
he asked, voice husky with sleep. Jensen felt his muscles tense and bunch, but he didn't remember exactly how he went from standing there to hauling the stranger up, pressing him back against a wall, hands gripping him too hard.
"Hey, get off of me!"
the other man protested, struggling against his hold, but Jensen was stronger and didn't give an inch.
"Who are you?"
Jensen demanded. He pulled the stranger forward and hit him against the wall for good measure.
"Why did you come here?"
"I just... Oh, Christ! Let me go!" Jensen bared his teeth, irrational rage pulsing through him. He looked at the stranger's face, but he didn't see him. He didn't see an allure, a fertile, or even a person. He just saw the manifestation of his downfall. The man who brought his crime back to him, shoved it in his face, and taken that last piece of hope for redemption away from him. This man was the symbol of Jensen's failure, the proof that Jensen had condemned his own children to death. Jensen gasped for breath, feeling choked.
"You're..."
the stranger started, eyes widening, and Jensen had no idea what he was talking about.
"Were they... how many..."
He hung his head, clenching his eyes tight shut, just trying to breathe through it. His hands were shaking, gripping tight enough to bruise. It felt like his heart was stopping. His chest was pressing inwards, ribs crushing in around his heart, like bony spears trying to pierce that cursed organ. His lungs trapped in the middle of their war, and he couldn't breathe, couldn't see. The edges of his vision were turning hushed into violet, tunneling inwards across the backs of his eyelids. There was a sudden bite of pain against the back of his ankle, sharp and hard enough to draw blood. Jensen cried out at the unexpected feeling, kicking out instinctively. He heard a high-pitched cry as he whirled around, only to get shoved aside by the stranger.
"Tristan!"
The stranger went to his knees, picking up a little cub and cradling it, and Jensen's eyes went wide, staring at it. The kitten was disoriented for a moment, blinking blearily in the stranger's arms before he seemed to come back to himself. When he did, he rubbed himself up against the stranger, purring as he was pet and comforted, until his eyes found Jensen again and he gave a pathetic little hiss. Jensen leaned over on his knees, shutting his eyes. This wasn't happening. This couldn't be real. This wasn't something real. He knew those eyes, his mother's eyes. He could hear voices outside, and a second later the heavy fall of rapid footsteps. Misha's scent was already present, as they were in the Beta's home, but it came in fresh as the captain stood in the doorway.
"Alpha."
Jensen didn't look up.
"Are you okay?"
Misha asked, but it wasn't directed at Jensen. He heard the Beta move over to the stranger.
"Yeah, I'm fine. Tristan bit him."
"Is the cub all right?"
"He seems okay, just a little stunned."
"The hell is that guy's problem?" Jensen lifted his head, opening his eyes blearily to look over at the other two allure, finding both sets of eyes on him. Misha's brow was set, his expression dark.
"Six cubs. Six cubs from our last birthing season. I didn't even think. I didn't want to think."
The Beta shook his head, disgust written clearly there.
"They were yours, weren't they? How could you?"
"I needed them to be gone," Jensen defended. At the time, he hadn't even thought. He didn't know why he'd done what he had, only that he'd needed those bodies to be somewhere else, to be forgotten.
"This is not our way, Alpha."
Misha's hands curled into fists.
"This is... I can't imagine you doing this, Jensen Hiro. This isn't who you are."
"He's...
The stranger spoke up, turning to look up at Misha, his body still kneeling on the floor. "He's Tristan's father?" Misha's lips pressed tight together, not looking away from Jensen. When his mouth opened to reply, though, Jensen found himself speaking first, covering whatever words Misha might have pushed out.
"No,"
Jensen said, voice insistent, incapable of taking this on. "It would destroy him. That's not my child." Misha's expression fell, broke, and went slack. "That is not my child," Jensen repeated, sure of that much, pushing himself up to stand straight. He looked down at the stranger, so much younger than Jensen, but with the same lines worn into his face. Jensen's children had been stillborn. They were dead. Dead and gone. Whatever thing it was that the stranger had brought back, it wasn't part of Jensen. It wasn't his child, and couldn't be. It was just a punishment for his sins, an unliving reminder raised from the raw earth to torture him. Jensen felt a shiver run up his spine at the cub's wide teal eyes, felt himself shudder with cold, and he turned, brushing past Misha to leave the cabin. The beta didn't try to stop him.